Dungeons & Dragons will begin right after these messages. Maybe there'll be no messages. Maybe there'll be a couple. Stick around and find out.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
We find ourselves in the Hot Block. The Hot Block is a busy portion of the artisan district of Wintersmith, where Bonwin's blacksmith, Eber Baines, is the central piece. We hear hammering from inside there. We have to the left and right, we have the tailors, we have the farriers, we have the woodworkers and glass blowers. Like, this is where a lot of the materials that are sold both in and out of town are getting made. So they clump them all together. And as we kind of come down this street, we see those two boat crewmen who are pulling along this very small crate. They appear to be quite out of breath and sweating buckets regardless of the size. On when you turn and look at them, and they look like they're about ready to pass out, which, based on the size of anybody else looking at it, would say that this is there's something wrong with these two. Are we almost there?
We're almost there, and I can get you some. I'll get you some water.
Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate it. I obviously couldn't have carried this back here by myself.
I didn't think it was gonna be this heavy.
Now it looked a lot smaller when we.
Yeah.
It's deceptive. It's this special metal, and you just need a touch of it, and you add it in, and it's
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well,
ready?
No one. Okay. And a two. And a three. I pulled something.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
Can
Is
you carry,
it there?
Can you
okay.
carry me?
I don't.
Please,
no, just here. Let me just.
It hurts so bad.
My God, Taylor, get it together.
Put some pressure on it.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons, a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, he, him. And Dungeons & Dragons stars Amy Moore as Aladdin, she, her.
She looks around and goes.
Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, he, him.
We're good, right? We could do like a cone of silence.
And Carla Maxted as Bonwind Everbane, she, her.
Let's maybe fewer gold statues and more. This is going to sound crazy. I don't know. Schools?
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production supported by our patrons. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And now we've got a lot to get to. So, fuck it. Let's play! We arrive in a very derelict, abandoned building on the outskirts of what is known as the Kinsman's District. Vintersmith is split into three distinct parts. There is the Artisan District, which we spent some time in last time, where there's the docks, where there's the hop block, where there's a lot of restaurants. A lot of the hubbub of the city and the action of the city happens in the Artisan District. There's the Noble District, which is where we found the mayor's office. We haven't really seen a lot of that, but now we're exploring the Kinsman's District, an area that is particularly known for its criminal activities. In this abandoned building, we hear the soft footsteps of Aladdin, who's returned home after having an altercation with Sergeant Dace. And you enter as you usually do, and it's silent. What do you do when you enter this building? And give a brief description of like what you see.
As you enter, it looks just like a regular, you know, abandoned building. There are crates in the corners. It's dusty. There are tarps and things that have been left around, pieces of wood, and nothing really to see there. You peek your head in and be like, oh, yeah, that's an empty abandoned building. But as Aladdin walks through the door and shuts it behind her, she looks around and obviously had checked to see if anyone was following her and goes
out of the shadows and beneath different crates. Several other children appear. One of them, a very slender, 3.5 foot tall girl, runs over to you. She's got very tousled brunette hair. Appears to be a half elf, and she says, "You made it back, and you brought a baguette. Everybody, come quick!
Shh, Tally.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I did. I got a big baguette. Yeah. I had to outsmart Constable What's-His-Face.
Constable Dace. Annie, she outsmarted Constable Dace. Sergeant Dace again.
Of course you did. Nobody's surprised. He's such a big dummy. Yeah.
He is such a big dummy. All right, here. Split this up, Tally.
Okay. You get a piece.
Don't take the biggest piece again. That's not how this works.
No, of course not.
You get the last piece.
Everybody gets equal pieces. Okay, here, Yanny, you can have some. Growl, this is for you here. Okay. Yep, we'll spread this around. This is so great. This one's bigger than the last one. That's amazing.
They were just going to throw it out anyway. So I think we're doing this town a service by making it less throwing away their stuff for no reason.
That'd be so stupid. Why would they throw this away? It's so good.
Tanner, do not talk with your mouth full.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Here's your piece. Here's your piece.
Thanks, Tally. So what have you guys been up to while I was gone?
We did the perimeter, like you said, made sure we didn't see anybody coming through. You know, the kinsmen, they were walking by not too long ago. We kept real quiet so that they didn't see us. We didn't want any busy. We didn't really want to do anything else beyond that. I mean, we ventured out a little bit to the back stables, you know, because there were some birds out there. And
do you guys practice at all?
No, we didn't practice. I'm sorry.
You guys are going to be out there before you know it. I can't be doing everything for you all the time. I'm not going to be here forever. I got plans, okay?
Be here forever.
So if you're not practicing pickpocketing with each other,
right?
How are you supposed to pickpocket when you're out there?
Well, that's a good question. Okay, after we can do some practice. You can show us again how to do it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah,
but after, I'm tired. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, we won't bother you. We'll just go sit over here and hum our little song that we hum together.
That's the only song we sing.
Oh
It's the only song anyone knows.
Aladdin curls up in the corner on some burlap blankets and just sits quietly and thoughtfully eats her baguette.
We fade out and we hear a soft hum of an empty room. And there's the sound of flipping of papers, one slowly at a time. A little scrawling of notes. And we see Kevlarin seated at a desk, flipping through the papers that he's allotted for the day, with Oak standing ridiculously close, looking over his shoulder. So, I went and talked to Nina, and Nina said that they have the paperwork for the monument, and everything looks good. And I trust Nina, so that that's all shipshape. They did mention that taxes did go up, this was the third strike for Brood Awakening for not paying those new taxes, and they had to revoke the business license. It was all above board, and the paperwork was all filled out, and everything totally on the up and up.
Okay, great. Can you show me the first two written warnings? You obviously kept copies of those, right, that you took to Brood Awakening?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. No, we're going to have to, let me see. I've got one, and he pulls out a piece of paper, from a pouch that he has. He puts it down in front of you, smooths it out, and he says, here's the first one. This one was from, a few months back, when we had that tax increase. Where was that second one?
The only problem I have with the first one is it doesn't really give any details. It just says taxes are going up.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the note.
Well, yeah. And then it, you see down here at the bottom, it says Brood Awakening missed. There was a couple other businesses. They got torn off as they paid. So Brood Awakening missed. A delayed missed, even by a day really just sets everything back in motion. So that's really just, it's what we got to do to make sure everything's in line and in order in this town here.
Okay. Have you guys considered maybe a more streamlined system for these collections? Like if one miss sets everything back.
It does. Yep.
That doesn't seem like a great system.
Well, I mean, a lot of our city systems run solely off of these tax dollars. So we really, in order for the people to know what they're getting and know and to benefit from the resources that the city provides, taxes are very important introduction into everybody's daily workflow.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense when you put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, that's what Nina said. So I never really argue with Nina. Nina just tells me that that's what the mayor has sent down and that's what we're doing. So the city guard goes around and collects the taxes and then brings it on back and then keeps a note if anybody's missed. And then on the third strike, well, that's revoking the business license.
Okay. We're good, right? We could do like a cone of silence.
What do you mean?
Some trust going on here. I could ask you a pointed question and
Of course, yeah.
You can tell me, does Nina run in this show?
Is Nina running this show?
Cuz it seems like Nina's running
Nina
the show.
Nina doesn't run this show. The mayor runs this show. Oh, Cav.
All right, I was just curious.
Nina knows a lot of things. Like, it's important to have somebody in the organization who really just keeps everything together. But is Nina running this? No, Nina takes orders.
Okay, cool. I'd love like a one-on-one with Nina at some point.
You haven't had a one-on-one with Nina? Nina's great. You're going to love Nina. I'm going to get that on the books for you, you know, probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks because Nina's very busy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like it. Yeah. So in order to square away Bench's tax issues, I just get him to pay what he owes and all good? He can keep going on his...
Usual business? Yes, as long as everything's paid up, but then has to go through a reapplication process because we've had to revoke
it.
Oh,
boy.
It's logistical nightmare. It's best just to pay the taxes when everybody comes knocking, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm getting that impression, that's for sure. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I think... I don't know, seems like a pretty hard day's work we put in. Maybe we duck off a little early? I'll go talk to Bench and we'll get this sorted for tomorrow.
Cut out early. We haven't been through all of the allotted paperwork for today, though.
No, you're right. We haven't been, Oak. It's very true.
Okay, well, we finish up this paperwork and then second it's done, we can go, hit the town. Two great gents out on the town having a great time.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, okay. I love it. Back to the paperwork, and he's immediately over your shoulder.
5 o'clock sharp. As soon as our work day is done, we're going to just... yeah. We're just going to...
Don't even worry about it.
Out of here.
Just got like 4.5 more hours to go.
Is it work, though, when you're having so much fun?
I would say not, yeah.
And they closed the good gastropub, where are they even going to go?
Where do I have to be?
We'll be right back. It's the middle. Hey everyone, welcome to the middle. Oh, we hope you're enjoying the episode. I mean, you're still here, so obviously you're enjoying it a little bit, right?
We enjoyed making it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We did enjoy making
Absolutely.
It, and we're happy you're here.
And like fun new vibes to start the season.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different little aspects. I mean, a lot the same, but a lot of different little fun aspects that are just brightening the entire thing. Not that I'm saying the darkest timeline was dark.
It was called the darkest timeline for a reason.
Let's call a spade a spade.
So huge tone shift.
Yeah.
Huge tone shift.
More levity, a little more relaxed.
Back
for
to
now.
The good old
I haven't
days.
Put anything up my butt yet.
Well, yet,
if you're new here, welcome. That is a reference from season 2.
Yeah.
And we hope that you like us enough to go over there. And that was a teaser. That sounds
is that a teaser or a spoiler?
Sure, absolutely. Or,
is it a well?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens pretty early on.
It's none of them and all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it's just information.
It's factual.
Yeah, let's just sit in that for a moment.
No,
and then and then tell you to join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Not a perfect segue to the previous statement.
It's really hard to segue from that.
Well,
yep.
I mean, depending on your profession, but. We have other things over on Patreon. Like we have another amazing show that we have a lot of fun doing.
Run by Tom.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that one once a month.
It's called The Adventures Of, and it exists in the world of the previous two seasons. If you're again new here, that's where it lives. But characters who live on their own, and it's amazing and it's fun. And there's bacon contests and there's murders and
there's shitting in a well.
Shitting in a well.
Yep.
Lots of
it's
cheese
all there.
Shitting in a well. So, you know, that's what you got to look forward to. But when you do sign up at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, at any tier, you get a 7-day free trial to come give it a little taste, little see, little look-see. And we hope that you do because
you can burn through a lot of episodes in 7 days.
You can.
Absolutely.
Hell, you know what? It's a difficult economy out there. If that's what you need to do to get to have some fun with us, but it's all good.
But you know what? Totally. There's an incentive to stay a little bit longer.
Yes, there is. Because starting in February 1st, we're bringing merch back, baby.
Merch, not March.
We're bringing
March will come back.
Yeah. After February.
March will also come. Yeah. But.
Merch is coming back to Patreon. So when you sign up and stay at a tier for 3 months, you'll get a piece of merch sent to you. So if you're at the $5 tier, likely going to be a sticker. The $25 tier is going to be a mug. And then the game time tier, I'm pretty sure, is going to be a t-shirt. I haven't settled yet, but I think that's what it's going to be. So if you're not signed up on Patreon, do so, because there's lots of great things, including the community and some incentives like merch and like a lot
live
of great
shows.
The live shows, which will be coming back. We're putting them on the schedule very soon, so those will be coming back.
Book club, something we do through Patreon.
Book club? That is that. Oh my gosh, guys, so there's many so things. Much.
Look, but at the bottom line is it warms our hearts that you want to support us listening, by hanging out with us, by coming to the Discord. Hashtag, you can avoid spoilers if you come to the Discord and you're not quite caught up on any part of the story.
Yeah, we've got a special absolutely. Yeah.
There's a special spoiler channel. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes comments sneak through, but everybody's very good about keeping spoilies out of the main Discord. Mm-hmm. So come join the Discord, regardless of if you're caught up or not, which is weird to say because you're probably caught up on this episode.
And regardless if you're a patron or not, we want you people. Over there too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For sure.
So no matter where you're supporting us, we appreciate you and want to bring you more adventures and fun and hang out with you. So
Please do that.
Yeah. Thanks, friends.
Thank you.
Couple ads for you, and then we'll get back to the show. Thanks. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
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 Do you love anime and D&D? Well, hey, then you can check out Warlock. Warlock is an exciting D&D audio drama with an anime twist following the adventures of Nova Ravenwood. Love that name. Nova's lifelong dream is to become a powerful sorcerer, just like her father and brother before her, but there's a hitch. She can't cast a single spell. That all changes, though, when she strikes a life-altering bargain with a mysterious woman for power. Sounds like a tale as old as time is what it does, but what cost does it bring? Her new powers aren't all fun and games either, as she draws the attention of the shadowy organization, Foundation. Look, it's a thrilling tale that asks the question, who was the first warlock? This is a question that I need answered. But check it out wherever you find your podcasts, or visit warlockpod.com for more information. There's a rumble coming from inside Everbane's from the burning forge as the two crewmen who have taken their water and have headed back towards the docks as you are uncrating your new shipment of Estrum.
Thane, you have to come look at this if you have a second.
Yeah, just a sec. I'm just going to put this away here. Thane walks over. Thane is a half-elf. Who is approximately 5.5 feet, also currently dressed in black slacks, white blouse, black leather apron, shoulder length fiery red hair, and deep dark blue gray eye, and very sharp facial features. Warm, but sharp. And they walk over to you and they're wiping their hands and say, is that the shipment of Estrel?
Yeah, it just got here.
Oh my gosh.
Have you even seen it before?
Only just sketches of it. I never.
Okay, let's crack it open. And I'll warn you, it's not a lot to look at,
right?
You know, in the crate, but it's going to blow your mind what I can do with this metal.
Okay.
And I take a little crowbar and kind of crack open the crate and like lift the lid off.
It's not as big as I thought the crate was gonna be.
No, it's you just add the tiniest amount to the steel and it makes it super strong. I know it seems really heavy because those two, and it is really heavy, but this is enough for, I mean, a ton of weapons. So, when it's diluted, it makes the weapons light and strong and sharp. You can hone it really easily. It holds its edge.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. I mean, it cost a pretty penny, but
yeah.
It's amazing.
So you got a job for this one. Who are you making it for? What are you making?
Well, you know, I'm making that light, delicate blade for Ignatius.
Oh, right, yeah.
I showed you the hilt, yeah. I think, and it's going to be pretty ornate on the handle, but the blade itself is not messing around. It is going to be...
I saw the sketches. Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, this is a killing blade. This isn't just...
Ignatius in the business of killing? What's Ignatius's job here?
No, Ignatius is sort of a milord, fancy sort
right.
of.
Oh, so it's more of a look at what I have.
Yes, but yeah. He wants the real deal. And
very well, and
you know, he's got the cash to pay for it, so let's get him what he wants, and it gets us this, and you can have some of this too to play around with if you wanna, you know, work on something a little bit more delicate.
Yeah, oh. No, I'd love that.
Speaking of which, Phil down at the dock, they had pirate problems.
Oh, no.
Their mast got busted, and I said that you could probably help, you know, just with like a coupling for the mast, just something iron, simple, but is that...
Oh, yeah, I've got some scraps here, no problem. I can whip something up. I'll go, you know what, I'll go down and measure it up. It'll be...
Thank you.
It'll be great. Take care of that.
Awesome. You're the best.
Do you need help hoisting it up there? I saw those two. They were really struggling.
I know. You know what? Honestly, it'll probably break the table. So I'm just going to kind of work off what I need.
Got it.
And yeah. Oh, and I mean, of course, I know you wouldn't, but maybe just don't totally mention it to everybody that I have this, because it is obviously
sure.
pretty valuable.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. No. Mum's the word. Don't worry about
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
All right. I'll be back. I'm going to go measure that up. Be back in a flash and we'll whip that up for him.
You're the best.
As Thane grabs a few things and heads out down towards the docks, give us a description of Everbane's. The general layout, size, maybe some personal items or things that you have hanging on the wall, if anything.
Yeah, so it's big. It had started out pretty small, like my grandfather started the forge, and it was just pretty small, but kind of grew and expanded, and then my father took over the business, and it grew and expanded. So it's quite large. So Thane kind of rents over half of the space in the shop, doing sort of like, you know, horseshoes and sort of less finesse work, and then I have sort of a smaller workshop that's sectioned off. Everything else is quite open, of course, because we're flames and anvils, and you know, it's hot and loud, but I do have sort of a small office in the back where I do my sketches and I tinker with things and try and figure out how to make these specialized weapons that I make. There isn't like a storefront or anything so much because everything is custom.
I love that. We pull back out of Everbane's here and a couple people walk by and give a holler in. Hey, Bonwin. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Trying to scrape up some more work. They just bumped up the taxes again.
Oh, I know. It's unbelievable. Like, at some point, you just can't get more blood from a stone, right?
And I heard they shut down 3 more shops in the district.
Yeah, let's maybe fewer gold statues and more. This is going to sound crazy. I don't know. Schools?
Yeah, schools.
Clean up the sidewalks, get some people enough food to eat. It's
I know. All right, well, you have a good one. I'm going to go try and make something. With nobody having any money, it's hard to do that. And it just kind of fades off into the noise of the block. Cut back to Aladdin. And you are laying in your makeshift bunk. And you hear a rattle of cans, which is one of
my, yes, my trip.
Your perimeter alarms.
My security system.
Everybody in the space, all the kids in the space, and Tally, all are like, shh, 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 everybody quiet. And everybody kind of moves back to the shadows. What do you do?
I think that upon hearing the cans, there is like a routine. There's a planned reaction for that. So I think what Aladdin and Tally would do would be whispering to the others, get in your position, which is just to hide for the rest of them.
Right.
And Aladdin puts her back to the wall with the door to her left and just waits. Hand on her bucket. That's right. It's also a weapon.
Over my dead bucket. Mm-hmm. I mean body.
You hear some heavy footsteps coming into the stable, the back of the stable. You hear them kick over some wood crates that just crumple to the ground. Sounds like they're whoever's back there. There's low, grumbling conversation. You can't quite make out what they're saying, but sounds like they're rooting around and looking for something. You position yourself if you would like. You can move closer to try and hear.
Oh, yeah. If there's one thing that Aladdin likes to do, it's eavesdrop. Okay. So she for sure sneaks up, all sneaky sneaky, and wants to hear if there's anything juicy to listen to.
Hey, make a stealth roll.
I mean, information is its own form of currency. Well, so if you can get something to help you out, absolutely.
Fuck. 10. Mm-hmm. I had a plus 3 and everything.
10's not bad.
Well,
10's fine.
10's fine. No, 16. We're low level. That was episode 1, okay?
I know, that's in the past, Amy.
One time deal.
Okay, yeah, you move forward. You are reasonably silent. You're not drawing attention to yourself. And as you move closer, the grumbled conversation becomes clear. And you hear a gruff male and female talking back and forth. Kenny sent this out here and said there's an easy access point to get into the underground. This place hasn't been used in years. I see the kids walking around here every now and again. You see anything over there?
It's just crates. There's nothing here.
Yeah, no, like, it's a stable. Why would they put an underground department in a state?
Yeah, I think the intel's bad because, yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Hey, you hear that?
Probably just a rat?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a rat. You, Aladdin, hear one of their footsteps begin moving closer to an entryway where you're very near to. You can hear their breath on the other side, and as they're peering in, you see just the shadow of them emanating through and into space. You're curled up and tucked away.
Yeah, I'm flat against the wall. Crouched down. Just holding my breath. And looking around to see if all the kids are well hidden.
Check that corner over there once more and then we'll be gone. Anything over there?
No, it's just some old sacks. I don't know.
Let's go back. There's no underground caverns out here. Like, that's all back in the main district. Nothing connects this far out. All right. Back to the shop. And the footsteps carry back off.
Aladdin waits until she's sure that they're gone and just follows them a little bit down the street to make sure that they're not doing a whole double back thing, because she ain't stupid. And when she's sure that they have gone and decided to give up on this pursuit, goes back in and gives her a little, like, I need to figure out the fucking whistle, because I'm just like
make it just a Hunger Games thing if you want.
But yeah, something like that. We'll I'll figure to, it out,
we'll,
you guys.
We'll
Don't
listen
worry.
To bird calls is what we'll do. Let's
have a, here you go.
There we go. Yeah.
Simple bird calls.
Just simple
we'll
bird
Google.
Calls, yeah. You know. Yeah. Simple so bird just calls. A warbler or whatever. Probably a blue-footed booby. Because, yeah. You know, it's us. So, guys,
Yeah,
come
yeah,
out,
yeah.
come out. It's okay. safe. Okay.
Well, are, they, were they gone? Who were they?
Okay. Those are two of Kinney's dumber bruisers over there, and they were looking for some underground tunnels.
Underground tunnels?
Do you think they're going to come back?
I don't think so.
There's no tunnels out here,
is
there?
You guys did a really great job of hiding. Oh, so I don't think they're going to come back.
Yeah.
Thanks, yeah.
Oh, thanks. It was really scary.
I used that spot you showed me yesterday.
Well, good. And thank you for making sure there wasn't someone in there first. It was weird last time. Too many people, one space. One barrel can only hold one person, remember?
One barrel, one person.
One barrel, one person. So I think we should look around for this, because they didn't actually try real hard, and we haven't been in this spot for a super long time. Have you guys been exploring anywhere in here?
A little bit, but...
Did you find anything?
Not yet, but we haven't checked everywhere. Like, there could be.
All right.
That'd be pretty cool.
I wasn't looking for underground tunnels.
New priority.
Okay.
We need to find if there is a hidden trapdoor somewhere, because if there is a tunnel system that can connect us to the main town, oh, our life just got a whole lot easier.
Okay. Underground tunnels. Let's go. Let's go, everybody. Let's find some underground tunnels. This is going to be really cool.
Tally, get the candles.
Okay. I'll go get the candles. Tally runs off. Everybody scatters as they begin to look underneath bales of straw. And
there's barrels everywhere, sacks of grain that have fallen over that are moldy.
Probably a wheelbarrow
Probably
of
a
some
wheel
sort.
Of some sort.
We hear the door open of the Brood Awakening, which is entirely empty. There's a big sign up on it, says out of business, which has been just crudely painted onto this sign and slapped up over the front glass. And inside, on top of the bar, is Bench Ripley doing a set of push-ups.
I'm 842, 843, 844. I didn't know 45. Hey, Kyle.
I mean, Bench, wow, that's a really high number.
Oh, yeah, well, there's not much to do with the business clothes, so I just sit here pumping the iron and pumping my muscles up, just waiting. Any news on the opening the Brood Awakening?
Okay, couple updates on that front. They said they gave you 3 warnings.
Oh.
And
they gave me the warnings, but the warnings... Yeah, the warnings came the same day that the taxes were due. How am I supposed to get it together?
Okay, yeah.
Like, it was like, memo, taxes, memo, you missed them. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it seems, I don't know how they're running things here. It's definitely not what I'm used to, that's for sure. But, couple solutions for you. One is, you pay the taxes, what you owe them. They'll look at reinstating you.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it's a bit of a permitting process because you let it lapse. It's a whole paperwork thing.
Let it lapse, yeah.
Second option, I go get Oak. I bring him here. You ply him with some drinks while you're closed.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
You know, no paying customers tonight. And maybe we get some sort of expedited paperwork thing through the system ASAP tomorrow.
Well, if you think that would work, Cav, I mean, I'm more than happy to do that, to play the game.
I mean, I don't know, but worth a shot, right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely. I mean, I have the taxes. They just don't take them, so they just shut down the business. So we can have Oak here. You bring him here. We have the drinks. We have the fun. We say, hey, maybe a business.
I mean, that's the plan. But yeah, we'll see. I think he'll be a lot more agreeable once I get him away from the mayor's place there.
Okay, this sounds like a great plan. You go get Oak, and I will get the drinks ready, and we will maybe plan some whodunit questions.
Perfect.
No, what do games do to play? Okay, I will figure it out later.
Bench goes back into the kitchen as Cav heads out to get Oak, and we prepare for guys' night.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 3, Episode 2. This episode starred Amy Moore as Aladdin, Carla Maxted as Bonwyn Everbane, Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Our amazing cover art and character designs are by Matt Garbutt. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Barry Mady, Ongeron Kiersen, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, Luna, and Aaron. Want to have your say in the world? Join us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You'll be able to submit NPC names, store names, street names, major landmarks, anything you want to help us build out this new world for Season 3. We're looking for it, and we could use your help over at Patreon. And you can also join us in our Discord. Very easy to avoid spoilers in our Discord. Come on over. We'd love to have you. Please do. Do it now. There's a link in the bio, in the link tree. That's where you find it. We've got a lot of great things coming up in February, and we'll tell you more about them, but head over to patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, sign up, and you'll be the first to know about them. It's a great time. And follow us on Instagram. We happen to post them over there, too. We're at dumbdragoncast. Anyway, that's all I have for now. Thank you so much for listening to this one. Have a great week, and we'll talk again soon. So in that sense, Nina's the glue that keeps the motor running. Motors don't exist in this world. Nina's the glue that keeps...
Well, that makes sense when you said the glue keeps the motor running.
Yeah, that's the part of it that didn't make sense.
Wait a minute. Motors don't exist here.
Otherwise, perfect.
I don't know why my energy is breaking down. I'm giving it its monthly glue.
We don't let Russ work on the cars.
Everybody scatters as they begin to look underneath bales of straw and other things that are found in an abandoned... Fuck, I'm terrible at this game.
You just gotta shake the rust off.
I can describe things.
You can. I believe in you.
I've been in barns, and they kind of are just full of
shit. They really are.
Like, yep, it's just kind of catch-all, right?
Everybody's...
There's, like, some wire. There's, like...
Yeah. There's barrels everywhere. Sacks of grain that have fallen over that are moldy.
Probably a wheelbarrow of some sort.
Probably a wheel of some sort.
Yeah. Love it. They're looking under all of that stuff.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Mount Absalom, a community, a heritage, a home. The green jewel in the majestic crown of Ohio. For 200 years, Mount Absalom has been a place to play.
N32.
Bingo!
A place to learn.
For in thy green and throwing arms, we have everything we need.
All right. Now let's get out our math homework.
A place to work.
Here at the Celery Bottling Works, we produce over 2,000 bottles of celery soda every day.
A place to raise a family.
It's a girl.
It's a place of history.
And here we have the barrel of whiskey that Confederate soldiers stole from Mount Absalom patriot Amelia Pleasance during Morgan's raid.
And of course, a place of celery.
201st Celery Festival, I dub thee open!
Mount Absalom is the perfect place for making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories.
Make your memories with us. Make your memories here in Absalom.
Paid for by the Delphic Order of Mount Absalom and Celeric Bottling Works. Refreshing Celeric Soda and Diet Celeric Soda.
Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at unwellpodcast.com.